Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you'll find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment round him, for he'd taken it off, and he jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 meters. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals. There were fish on it, and some bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, "Come, come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus had appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" See, he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he said to him, "Follow me."
It's good, isn't it? Think about Peter. Peter, meaning the rock, because it's from the Greek word, meaning rock, and how Petra, doing the reading for us today, so that's obviously appropriate as well. Not quite as appropriate as Bridget, our former vicar, who I was emailing this week, and she's on St. Peter's Day, she's at St. Peter's Church in Petersham. So I think she wins. Anyway, St. Peter. So it's good, isn't it, to think about this character. We've thought about some different parts of his story with our little pictures. But let's start with this. This is a really unfair question, but what's the most important question that you've ever been asked? Now, I hate these sort of things. The other day in the car, one of the boys said, "Should I say what's the best something or your favourite something?" And I thought, I don't like either of those, because whenever anybody asks me what's your favourite, I kind of have to think, well, I have to think of everything now, and I have to put them in order, and I have to see what's at the top, and I have to be worried that I've missed something out, because I don't like these absolute questions. So anyway, because I think maybe someone says, you know, what's your favourite meal? And I tend to say, whichever one's been well cooked. So anyway, because it depends, doesn't it, what place you're in, or what people you're with, or who's asking you, or what the time of day is, or which day of the week it is. But in In that story, in that passage we just had read, Jesus asked Peter a question. Possibly the most important question that he could have asked Peter on that day. Let's stay with that. So do you remember this story we've been talking about Peter all morning? So let's so if I can find some of our pictures. So we had we were reminded with the cockerel. Where's the cockerel? Reminded us of the fact that three times Peter said, "I don't know Jesus," at his trial. Do you remember when Jesus was at the trial and Peter was in the courtyard, and Jesus had said, "You'll before the cock crows, you'll say three times you didn't know me." And Peter said, no, I won't do that. But then he did. And then the cock crowed and he was very upset. So that's the background to this. And then Jesus died and then came back to life, the resurrection. And then this story we had today is after the resurrection. So it's one of the times that Jesus had seen his disciples. It's actually not the first time Jesus had met his disciples after the resurrection. But this is the first time Peter's had this conversation. I wonder how Peter felt, having denied Jesus, having said, "I don't know him," and then seeing the terrible thing that happened to Jesus. Do you think he felt cross with himself, upset, wondered what he'd done? How do you think Jesus felt meeting this guy who pushed him away, thought he was a friend, and he pushed him away? Have you ever had someone do that to you? You thought someone was your friend, and they said, "No, I don't know who that is." I wonder how it felt for Jesus. So they have this conversation. Peter's a complex character, isn't he, as we've looked at. He's famous, as they say, for opening his mouth and putting his foot in it. But at the start of this chapter, he says, "I'm going fishing." Why would he go fishing? He's just met Jesus the end of the chapter before, risen from the dead, and he says, "Well, I'm going to go fishing." But then later on in the passage, we see that he's desperate to get back to Jesus. He jumps out of the boat. Doesn't walk on water this time, but wades through the water. And Jesus provides this meal. And maybe this is the first chance they've had for a proper conversation. So there are three things I want us to remember from this passage. The first thing Jesus says to Peter is, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" And Peter says, which I think is a bit of a strange answer, he says, "Yes, you know that I love you." Which for me raises the question of how did Jesus know that Peter loved him if the last thing that happened was that he'd pushed him away and said, "I don't know who that man is." But maybe there's a pleading in Peter's answer. Despite what happened, you know, think about everything else we've done together, Lord, you know that I love you. So it's good to have uniform groups here, children here. I remember when I was probably about 7 in church, was when I first remember realizing that Jesus loved me. And that the invitation was there, and the question was there, was, did I love Jesus? And thinking, yeah, I think that's not in a complicated way, but in a 7-year-old, yeah, I love Jesus sort of way. So it's a question that all of us can listen to, all of us can hear, all of us can answer. Do you love me, says Jesus. And of course, there's a couple of important things behind that. Who do we think Jesus is and what do we think love is? But we're not going to delve too much into that this morning. But there's that question hanging there. Jesus, who is this God who became a person so that we can put right with God, is saying, do you love me? Do you want to be with me? I want the best for you. Do you want what I want? So that was the first thing. And then Jesus said to Peter, well, he asked them again, didn't he? Well, no. He did ask him again, but he said this as well. He said, feed my sheep. Or he said, take care of my lambs, or feed my lambs. And I'm not going to get too worried about what the difference between feeding and taking care of and why he talked about lambs and sheep. But anyway, sheep, take care of them. This is something else I think Jesus says. Take to all of us, take care of my sheep. It's not just about you. It's about our community. Earlier on in his ministry, when Jesus was asked, what's the most important commandment? He said, love God, love your neighbor. Everything else is kind of part of that. But remember those two things, love God, love your neighbor. We are to look after each other. We need each other. We need one another to feed, to nurture, to cheer us on, to mourn with us when we're sad. We all need that. And we need to hear those two things for ourselves. Do you love me? And feed my sheep. And then the third thing he says is, what was this? Remember what this was? Follow me, he says at the end. He's been saying this to his disciples ever since he first met them. Follow me. But it comes again at the end of this. And it's a call on his disciples and on us to do something. But I think what's interesting is it also says something about Jesus. It's not Jesus saying, oh, off you go. Go and do the right thing. I've done my bit. You off you go. Jesus is still saying, follow me. Come with me. I'm doing it. You come and do it with me. Jesus isn't sending us out to do something that he is not doing. We had Pentecost a few weeks ago. The Holy Spirit comes as a helper and a comforter and a doer. Someone who does, helps us to do. So this passage that we had is at the very end of John's Gospel. It's the very end of what John wanted to tell us about the life of Jesus. And these three things come at the end. And I just want us to remember them this morning and go away and think about them. Ask Jesus what he wants us to do about them. So I put as my title in your booklet, three things. These are the three things. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Follow me.